Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the Regional Pricing Director in your area. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
All right, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. And I'm just going to pull up a few notes really quick, catch up to speed on the call from Lulu. In the meantime, did you have any questions on our program or how it works?
Well, I mean, she didn't really explain to me. She said that she worked with clients and specifically for their Google accounts.
Okay.
And she said Bing. I think she said Bing. But didn't really get into specifics of how do we do that and what
okay.
does that look like and what is my return on investment and all of that kind of good stuff.
All right. Sounds good, man. No worries. We'll dive into everything, and I'll be happy to answer any questions that you have as well. And I'm speaking
okay.
with John. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. Pleasure to meet you, John. It's going to be easy to remember your name because my name is John as well. So there you go.
That's it.
All right. So, John, pretty much yes. We are a premier Google channel partner, which means that we're able to make sure, because I'm seeing on the notes just right now already that you had an issue with a suspended account from Google there. Is that right? Or
That's correct.
Okay. We can definitely help you with that. We can clear that. We do that. Quite a lot, actually.
Okay.
Did they give you any reason behind it, though? Was it an address or something? Or
and that's what I'm in an LLC partnership with my brother, and
okay.
he that's what he was telling me today is that he heard from them that it was basically they couldn't verify, I guess, address.
Okay.
And I mean, we don't have a storefront. Obviously, we're a service,
yeah.
we're carpet cleaning, tile cleaning, you know, those kind of things. So we don't have a storefront. So we use my address as the, of course, as the company home office
okay, yeah.
address. So, but I don't know. I guess they couldn't verify it, whatever. But they wanted, you know, some documentation, pictures, stuff like that is what he was kind of referring to me today.
Gotcha, gotcha. All right, no, don't worry. We've been in this business for coming up on 18 years now, so we understand. A lot
okay.
of companies actually went through that. It's kind of ancient ways to do it, to be honest. They still do a letter in the mail to verify that your business is a real
yeah,
business.
And I've gotten two
yeah.
of them. And, you know, like you go on and you enter your code, and,
yeah.
and both of them were like, you know, sorry, we couldn't verify. I'm like,
really?
Okay, well.
What the heck?
Yeah.
All right. Don't worry. We'll make sure we get it through for you guys on that end. Again, this is not our first time we've done that. Me personally, definitely not the first time I've helped a company do that. So don't worry. And it goes smooth. I promise you that. And that's probably the longest process though, just because they mail it out to you physically. You can call them, you can email, you can, you know, go to the website, whatever from there, whatever makes it easier. But yes, now far as the address that you're using for the business, let's say for an example, I was in your area, right? And I was looking for your
mm-hmm.
services. Let's say like stain removal or carpet cleaning nearby, right? When I put
sure.
those keywords in there onto Google, as long as I'm in the area, your company will be found on that first page. But we don't stop there just to make sure you get found on Google. We actually work and make sure you get up to 60 different directories as well. So we're really going to help your brand awareness throughout the web. So let's say if you feel that your customers will find you more on Chambers of Commerce, Yelp, Bing, Yahoo, you name it, White Pages, Yellow Pages, you name it, we'll go ahead and make sure that's on there as well too. We want to make sure we conquer all of it so that way you get more traffic generated to find you on the Google presence there, okay? The great
okay.
thing is we're not going to charge you per lead, call, click, or job. You can cherry pick as many as you like so that way. And then here's another cool part to it is that once we work with you guys, we won't work with anyone else who does what you do in the area. So what it means for you is that it's very exclusive for you and your company, and we're not going to disperse your leads to other competitors out there. Right, we want to make sure they're all funneled to you and they're the right leads that you want to take. Okay, you get to choose up to 50 keywords and phrases, and get to modify it at any time too. Okay, so if you're like, hey, they're not going to use stain removal, they're going to just use stains and removal or removing stains, then however you would like to put it, we'll be able to make those modifications. Monday through Friday, we're open. I'll be leaving your account. We have account management team to back you up as well, too, if you need it, too. If you you said your brother was your partner?
That's correct.
Okay, awesome. So let's say you or your brother, or both of you guys, are very hands-on, and, like, you want to make adjustments yourselves or run new promotions. We have our client dashboard, we call it. And it's a fully customizable tracking system. So we're not going to just tell you what's working and say, oh, yeah, we got this many leads. No, no. We give you the login and password so you can see it for yourself real time. So if people are calling you, you're like, I don't know where they're calling from. You can log into there, see exactly where they're calling from, and make those adjustments as well, too. So it's pretty amazing in that sense. Okay. So far, so good?
So far, so good.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, and now I see on the notes that you're willing to travel about 35-mile radius. Is that about right? Or
that's right.
Do you want to go further or a little bit more? Okay, perfect. And now, do you guys already have a website by any chance? Because I haven't found anything on the web here.
Yes, we do. CircleCityCarpetCleaning.com, yes.
Okay, let me check this out. How are you guys liking that website as of right now? Is that something you guys are satisfied with or would like to work on?
Well, I mean, I talked to him about it. That's something that he kind of designed and knew about and made. I can't remember who he used, what the domain is, but, you know, I would like some enhancements on it.
Sure.
Just for the more professional, you know, to try to catch us up to speed to some of the bigger ones. But unfortunately, you know, we can't have a, what is that saying? You can't have a, you know, a champagne budget, you know, on a beer budget. So it's one of those things that we're running up against right now.
All right. No worries, man. No worries. Well, just to ease your mind, yep. We are a one-stop shop. All right, John. So if that's something you're looking into modifying, or if you want us to make you a brand new one, we could do that for you. You know, so we got you. Don't worry. And, you know, this is what I was remembering to mention to you earlier is that, you know, as far as the address goes, if I was looking up anything on Google, because let's be honest, everyone's going to say, let's Google it, right? It's just the new age thing we have to adapt
to. That's right.
So let's say I go with the scenario, I'm in the area that you get to choose it to 50 miles out too. Okay. So that's more than enough for you. Let's say I'm a new customer, have no referral or know anyone, don't know the name of your company, and I say, I need my carpet cleaning like now. I go online, I type carpet cleaning nearby, boom, you pop up on that first page. Now, we're flexible of making adjustments as well, too, if you want to show reviews, which I highly suggest, but if you don't want to, that's okay. But showing the reviews, great. I've got great reviews. I see a website here. I got a phone number I can call. They don't have to put your address up there. Okay, I want to make sure that's clear for you as well, too. So just because it's per Google guidelines to have a business address for them to know that you're a business, but you don't have to actually physically put it up on Google. Just want to make sure I let you know on that, okay? So that way it's private. Yeah, so a lot of customers get a little worried about it. They're like, well, that's my home address. Like, I don't want to put that. It's like, perfectly fine. Don't worry.
That's right.
So far, it sounds like this is something we could definitely help you with. I'm at your website right now. You said that he made it himself?
Yeah. I can't remember again who the website, whatever domain. I know it's not like GoDaddy or anything like that.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, he made all that.
That's pretty good, man. I'm asking you some pictures. I mean, it's pretty nice. I can use some R&R, yeah. No lie, you know, but at the same time, everyone could. That's the things that we can help you with. Now, our technicians work magic. Like, I've seen a lot of the websites I've done for my clients as well, too. You know, one thing I did notice is, you know, reviews on here. I mean, we can even put testimonials up there for you. So the more things that they see, the better. If you want pictures or you want to add these pictures in there in a new website, great, we got you. If you want to put some videos up, we can do that for you, man. So, yeah, this is pretty nice. But, I mean, if you're happy with it, we can link it on the Google so that way they can see it there. Or we can build you a brand new one. If you guys own this domain, we'll make sure to keep that domain working for you. and just, you know, make a new website for you, but it'll still be that same name. It won't say /local/ or anything like that. That's the beauty behind it. Okay. Now we don't charge, like I said, we're not going to charge per call link or you know, job or anything like that. It's a flat rate monthly, month to month. All right. So this is how it works there, John. Everything is set to a 2-month verbal agreement. We want to make sure you stick it through in the very beginning to really see this come to play for your company and the fruition pop up and the magic happen. You know, if anyone tells you they're going to get you on the first page of Google within a day or two, they're lying to you out of their teeth. Okay. It's just right. Per Google guidelines, as you're already familiar with, you know, the longest part already is just to verify the company. And that's just because of Google's thing right there. You know, they want to make sure to send out that mail, but because we're a Google Premier Channel partner, we're able to work way faster than anyone on the market, really. So I'll go over that breakdown with you. Within the first 5 to 7 days, we get your dashboard, which is the tracking system, and your directories all submitted already. So, and it's going to be completed. So that's how fast we move. As far as the website, if you want us to build you a brand new one, perfectly fine. We could do that. We get that done within the first 7 to 14 days. All right. And then you're going to see your listings begin to appear and increase over the time being right? I mean, 30 to 45 days. Might even be faster. That's just our average on there. But that's way faster than a lot of people. People are out like 3 to 6 months before they even get to see anything. So that's how quick we move. Now, as far as the pricing, it's at a flat rate. We actually, bring down the prices for specific companies that we call out because you already have a really good presence online as far as your ratings, but it's just difficult to find you, man. So to be honest, so unless I actually know your business name, if that I won't be able to find you because I popped up on Google right now and Dothan. Is that my spelling? Am I ever pronouncing that right? I always say Dothan. Is it Dothan or Dothan?
No, it's Dothan.
It is dope. Okay, cool. All right. So just making sure. My sister lives in Huntsville and everything. So
okay. Eddie, gotcha.
But yeah, so let's say I type in dosing, then bam, you're going to pop up, man. And then you'll be able to track it yourself. So that's a good thing. But let's go over the pricing there. And if it's something that you guys can fit in the budget, love to do business with you guys. You know, a monthly rate is actually at $299 per month. All right, it does come with a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover your programming, which actually brings you at $398 out the door. No taxes, again. There's no taxes on it. There's no hidden fees, paper job or click or anything. And it's no contract either. So monthly, it's at $299 a month. And the reason we have that is because we want to make sure that you choose to be with us each and every month because we're doing our job. You know, we don't want you saying, oh man, I'm stuck with you. And you know, no, it's not like that here. So it's in our best interest to make sure you're doing well so that we earn your business for a long time. Does that make sense?
Yep, it does.
Yes, sir.
So yeah. John, I mean, that all of that sounds really good and
awesome.
And okay. And I'm totally interested because that's something that I feel like we need to be on that Google. You're absolutely
yeah.
right. If I was new to the area or whatever, and I just said, hey, look, I need my carpet cleaned. How do I get it? I Google it, you know, whatever the case may be to get there. I'm all on track, on board with you there.
Okay.
Here's, and I just want to be totally honest and upfront with you. So within a couple of days, spent about $1,200 on advertising with a company.
Oh my gosh!
And so right now, that kind of depleted us for like a couple of months.
That damaged the wall for a lot of people.
I believe they guaranteed me three times return on it. We'll see. But I definitely want, I'm interested in what you're talking about. I would love to hear some more information about it. And I would like to look up your company and see all of that stuff as well. Can I
yeah,
give you okay. my email address? Okay.
Yeah, let me,
I'm going to give you my personal email address.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So it's JQLASETER at yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com.
And I get what you're talking about. So now, do you do any like what do they call it? Like geo tracking, or how does like if so you basically can get on the front page of Google and then that is how do you track who customer and how am I getting a customer through you versus, you know, just organically getting a customer?
Beautiful question. I love it. All right. So first thing is through the, two different questions. So I got you. So the first answer to the question of how we track and everything like that, it's Google's algorithm, right? So if they're logged in through their, whether it's a phone, whether it's through a computer, obviously if it's a computer, they know it's in the area, right? If it's on the phone, then it's going to track from their phone, like where that's at, right? So as long as they're in your area and they're like, all right, I need this here. Where can I find this? It'll automatically adjust for them. It's just part of Google on there. Far as, you know, how does the customers talk to you? They directly talk to you. We don't talk to them. That's the beauty behind us, and it separates us apart from all the companies out there, is that we kick out that middleman, so that way they talk directly to you. I mean, you're good at what you do for a reason, man. I'm guaranteeing you, I don't even have to really ask you, but I'm pretty sure that you already have plenty of experience before you open this company. So,
right.
But that being said, man, yeah, we don't want to take you, you know, try to talk to your leads about things that we don't know we're talking about. No. We're going to get your presence up there on the web so that way they can talk directly to you.
Okay. And that is basically how your company works, is they get that presence, like you're saying, out there on Google. You said like Yelp, Bing, Yellow Pages, all of that kind of good stuff.
Okay. Oh yeah. And that's just naming a few off the bat, you know?
So, that's right. So if a customer goes on the Yelp and they're like, all right, so carpet cleaning is because they're using Yelp or Bing or whatever, and they find us, and they will, you know, contact us directly through the customer, I mean, through our phone numbers, just like anything else, or website, whatever the case may be. But and you guys also help with websites, maybe tighten things up, you know, make it look a little bit more professional, things like that. Is that what I'm getting to as well?
Actually, I'm glad you brought the website part up right now, because I don't know if you heard me typing.
Okay.
I was listening. But I was asking our techs to see if we can throw in the website on us, you know, so it's not additional fee on there. And so they're very responsive. So they actually said we can go ahead and throw that in for you. I know that you already have a website, but I know you mentioned it, you know, you might need some modifications, you might need some new things. We can go ahead and do that for you at no additional cost.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. So basically we're talking about, because, I mean, obviously I'm the partnering manager. I can make these decisions on my own, but, you know, it's my brother and I want to talk to him before I make those kind of decisions. But you're going to send me everything in my email, and pricing as well, too, right?
I actually just sent one email to you, and that has everything on paper for you. Okay. The pricing that we talked about, what it includes.
Yep.
I'm going to send you one more email, and that email is going to be a little more in-depth about our client dashboard. That's to show the analytics so that it talks about what it does for you, like how you're going to see the new leads, the listings, manage reviews, stuff like that. Again, we're very transparent here. We have nothing to hide, man. I mean, we've been in this business coming up on 18 years. We have an A-plus on the BBB. So it really does show our integrity, you know, to maintain that. And we take a lot of pride in being a premier Google partner, just because not a lot of people can say that, you know, that they're actually a premier partner with Google. So in that email, if you scroll to the bottom, there's a Google icon. And if you click that icon, it'll take you directly to Google's webpage. This is something you cannot fake. It's actually Google's webpage. And you'll see the very first thing, Local Splash, Premier Google Partner. And then you'll see all the things that we do, companies we help, things like that. We helped over, I'm going to say, over 11,000 now throughout the U.S. So we definitely know what we're doing. We're good at it. Yeah. Let me ask you this. Is there any questions that, John, do you feel that your brother might have that I can answer for you right now just in case?
I don't think so. He's been struggling trying to get the Google thing fixed. I told him, I was like, I'm going to overhaul the IT department if you don't hurry up and get this thing fixed. And so he might be actually relieved if I tell him I found somebody that can fix our Google issues.
Yeah.
He might be, because he told me he was pretty frustrated today. And the guy's not an idiot. I mean, he's got a master's degree, so he's pretty smart.
Oh, no.
he can't get this thing taken care of. He's like, I wish I could just call him. I know. So anyway, he says very frustrating. And then apparently, like, you're right, it does happen because we get on these groups, you know, and they say, hey, look, you know, our site just got taken down and this happened and this happened.
Yep.
So yeah, it's very frustrating. And because, it's something that everybody goes to try to find you. And
and if they don't find you,
the word of mouth and all that stuff. That's what we're banking on, Facebook, all that. And, you know, it's just not generating the type of business that we want to get. So we want to reach more people. And I told him, I think we, you know, advertising and saturating the market with advertising is going to be the way to go. And like I said, I've already spent about $1,200 on advertising so far. Plus, we've got on to Home Advisor, and you know, we're just trying to get our word out. So Google is the next thing. So I think we're on the right track. I just need to get that information and kind of share it with him. And, you know, so basically we're looking at, if I can get it down, just kind of put it in a nutshell, about $300 a month. Is that what you were saying? With a 2 month kind of verbal agreement?
You got it. Yeah. And I just want to make sure before, guys, I get sidetracked really quick on stuff. I know you mentioned your Facebook business page. Is it a business page,
right?
Correct? Okay. So
that's right.
Actually, I'm glad you mentioned this. How are you guys working out with the business page on there?
So there, okay. So going back with that, so the, we just, like I said, I just hired an advertising firm or whatnot, and they have access to my business page, which is, you know, creating ads and so forth. So, that right now is kind of what we're starting.
Interesting. Okay. Because remember I told you we're one-stop shop. That includes it, that too. So let's say you already have a Facebook business page going on. That's great. We can run the ads for you as well too and help manage it. Definitely. So how that works is, I'm in the area. I look for your services. I see your website. Everything's great. Pictures. I love it. Testimonials. But then all of a sudden you're like, I'm like, you know, I don't need it at the moment. But maybe in the future, I log into my Facebook, catch up with some old friends, and I will have your Facebook ads right there. And you already know, Marketing 101, the more they see you and your company's name, the more likelihood of them thinking of you to call first when the time comes when they actually do need your service. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It does.
Yeah, and that's included.
Well,
that's not additional. I'm not trying to upsell you, bro.
No. I mean, that sounds great. Honestly, I wish you would have called me, you know, a week ago. And I would have saved myself, because this is, they basically, the people that I've already spent this money with, they do, Facebook. And,
okay.
And that's it. They don't really touch Google or the website or anything of that nature. So, I mean, just being upfront and honest with you, I got to recoup some of that money, but I'm very interested in what you're talking about, because I would love to do something like that. Somebody that could do a one-stop shop and do Facebook and Google and those kind of things, and look at our website.
Is it
so
more of
the
funds budgeting on there, or because obviously you know the value there? Yeah. Okay. I mean, I am the regional pricing director.
There.
Yeah. What can I do to help you to get this going? Because, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I really appreciate your transparency. If we start working with you, then I will be the lead on your account, you know, as a backup support. And you'll have the account management team and tech to back you up as well, too, right? But I will always keep checking in here or there, you know, just to make sure you're doing well and things are working properly, stuff like that. Now, what can I do to make this happen for you? Because you already know there's only a handful of companies that can fit on that first page. I'm not trying to sell you, man. I'm just telling you the truth. You know, the call center, they make sure we take it very seriously here to not work with anyone else that does the same services in the area. So we close the category and that area completely. That way we're not spreading leads out to everyone else, right? So that's how it works. What can I do on my end here to help with the price then to get it to as a comfortable enough for you guys in your budget for you and your brother to say, all right, let's give this a shot to, you know, let us prove this to you.
Well, honestly, John, is there any way that we can come to an agreement, either, you know, even a written agreement where maybe the first month is held off until the end of the month? Or, you know, maybe, you know, the first month we do it and I pay, you know, I agree to take you on for the next 3 months. Is there something that you guys have like that? Or is this, you know,
good question.
I don't know. Do you see what I'm?
Yeah, great question. No, I love it. I love it. So we do have. Remember, there's no contracts on things, right? And again, we want to earn your business each and every month because we're giving you your ROI. Let's put it that way. In the end of the day, you got to make your money back. Right. If not, you're just throwing money out, and that's not what we're about. Now, yes, we do have a 2-month verbal agreement in the beginning because it takes time to work things through, get everything happening for your company, directories, Google, everything like that, right? Website as well, too. You know, so how about this, man? I have to ask permission first. I'm not a person to tell you I'm going to do something and I don't get it done. Like, I really take that personally just in my own self here, you know? So, what if, I'm just saying, okay, so I'm pitching this out here left field. What if I was able to go ahead and say, John, I'll get this down to $249 a month, no setup fee either, and that'll be your month-to-month. It will not change. It won't say later, 3 months down the road, that you have to pay your setup fee and stuff like that. I'll wipe this off to go ahead and show and prove to you that we can make this happen and do everything that we include still. I got to ask permission first, though. I'm not messing around on that, but what if I said I could do that? Would that be more but in the budget and say, okay, this is definitely worth a shot?
And tell me that number again, because you cut. As soon as you said the number, it was like...
You're good, man. You're good. Yeah. All right, so we have multiple packages, but this package I feel like will do the best for you, and that includes everything we talked about, right? And it's at $249 a month.
Right.
No additional cost, no additional setup or anything down the road, nothing like that. So you're saving $50 a month, and you're also not paying any type of upfront of $99 on top of that. So it's just $299 to start, and it's monthly $299. Now, there is other multiple packages, so that way we can, at least – to secure your position, your in the area. But as of right now, if you're going to try and do 35 miles out and stuff like that, I don't know. I mean, that's the best I could do for that package. You know, there is a lower package that does not include your Facebook because you already have a Facebook you're already paying for. If that's something you might be interested, I can definitely knock it down from there. But as far as with everything else, this is the best I can do for you. That I promise. But I gotta, I'm not gonna ask them unless you say, all right, John, let's give this a shot.
Well, let's do this. So what would the price be if you didn't touch Facebook? If you didn't touch my Facebook account?
For the Facebook on there? Okay, so if no Facebook? Okay, yeah, I got you. All right, so the lowest I can go for the Facebook on there is that one, I can actually do that. I'll give you a helping hand. I know you've been through the ringer. What you said, $1,200 you spent out there for advertising, and you're a new company.
That's for 2 months, and then
Holy crap.
Pay for the Facebook ad.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, here's the thing, man. I want to help you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't want to hurt you, man. Yeah, it seems like you guys are already spending a lot out there and stuff. Again, I want to make sure if you're going to work with us, we want to earn your trust in your business, and we don't want you throwing money out, man. So how about this? I'll do you a solid. We'll do just the $149 a month, so we don't touch any of your Facebook stuff. We'll put the link for you on Google, so that way that, you know, let's say if you guys want to add that, so that way it's easier to find stuff like that. Then sure, we can link it, but we won't touch it in a sense where we're modifying it or, you know, helping on that end, because you already have a company for that. So I don't want to make sure to touch that on there, but we can link it for you, and that's at $149 a month. So to start today,
I think that's very doable, John. Do you have to get permission on that one first, or?
That's the lower package. I don't need to get permission on that one. So I'll make that happen for you. Now, just reminder, I want to go over the details for that one a little bit for you, okay? So we're going to, now, again, your address, your business address, we're not going to show it on the web. And this one, that's just to verify your real business. But you're going to be able to select the vicinity up to 25 miles out from that vicinity. Okay? So it's not as much as the other package, but here's a kicker. Later down the road, if you're like, John, this is working really well. We're ready to go ahead. Our budget's a little bit better. We would like to upgrade to the other package and have you guys run the Facebook, blah, blah, blah. We can do that for you. So there's no agreement saying you're stuck with that package. Does that make sense, John?
That's right.
Okay, cool.
That will include website touches, Google, and that still takes care of the Bing, the Yelp, and all of that?
I promised I said we're going to do that. I will do that. We will do that for you. So 60 different directories. You get a little bit smaller range on the mileage, but it's still pretty good. Okay. And then we'll go over literally, it takes 10 minutes at most, going over, your keywords and phrases that you would like to be found for. I think 25 words already is just enough. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Most customers I talk to are like, I want a lot of words, and they hardly even use 10. So, but you can modify it too. So if those are working, great, awesome. If some of them aren't, you can say, hey, John, let's fix it up. Let's just try this word. Or you can even go log in yourself and change it. So, yeah, that includes your client dashboard. So let's go over this. $149, nothing else. Wiping it clean for you, okay? And doing you a solid. So
okay. You
would pay $149 today, not a dollar more, okay? That comes with their client dashboard, your tracking system, website as well, okay? I'll make sure of that. And we'll make sure to get you up on Google on the first page. And 25 miles out, 25 keywords and phrases, and 60 different directories as well. All calls are recorded, by the way, just letting you know.
Okay.
So what do you say? You ready to give this a shot, man?
So, yeah, let's do it, man. You're going to get me in trouble, John. So I'll give you my personal credit card number today, right? Because that's what you need to get the thing started. But then I can change it because I'm waiting on my card to come in from my bank for the business. So
that's
any time.
Yes, you would call in. That's more tech stuff as well too. So let them know, so that way we can change it and modify that. That's not a new issue at all. That's not something we haven't done before. Okay. So you're okay. And then just note, we're going to have a voice verification part before I charge anything, and it's an added form for protection for you. Okay, so that way you know we say what we're going to do, and that's it. You know, if for any reason, again, if it's no contract, so if for any reason you're like, yeah, it's not performing the way I want it to, and, you know, this is not helping, blah, 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 whatever the case be, you know, you can call our client support. I'm going to say this again because it'll be a recorded part. But you can call our client support to go ahead and cancel at least 3D business days before your next cycle is due, so that way you're not being charged there and stuff like that. So, again, we're going to make sure we get this running for you. But just know, first thing we're going to do is work on that Google profile page. So I'm going to go over a few things really quick. And then, you know, again, just please make sure you let me know or let us know later down the road when you need to change that card, so that way it's not still taking out of that card, because it can go out of the same day every month. Okay? It's monthly.
Okay.
All right, cool. Now, John, how is it with the H?
Yes.
Okay, and how do you spell your last name?
L-A-S-E-T-E-R.
How do you pronounce that?
Lassiter.
Lassiter. Okay, I knew I would have demolished it, man. That's why I asked first. All right.
That's not the traditional spelling. A lot of people put two S's or an I or something like that in there.
Right.
But anyway.
No, you're good, man. You're good. That makes you unique. I love it. All right. And then, John, do you want the customers to call this number to reach out to you guys, or do you want it to go to a different number?
No, this number. The
625-6595.
Okay.
That's right. Cool. And is this the number, because I remember I mentioned earlier, we're going to set up a tech call. You don't have to be in front of your computer. It's an hour window is all we ask for. That doesn't mean they're going to call you right in the very beginning of that hour. They may call you a half hour in, but that's all they need with you to go over the magic. Now, it's going to be quicker and smoother possibly, because I'm going to take down a few information to make sure they send to them. So that way, they're not starting from scratch, okay? So is this the number that you would like them to call you on?
No, if they're going to call me just for those tech services, they can call me on my own personal cell phone.
Okay.
You want to put that number down?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so it's 334-828-1740.
Okay, I got 334-828-1740?
Yes.
Okay. All right, gotcha. I'm going to go through a few things really quick. Because you guys are on Central Time, right? I always get mixed up with that for some reason.
That's, all right. Yeah, what's that? Where are you at?
We're actually based in Fountain Valley, California. So I'm going to send you an invite from a Google Calendar for our technicians and for you. So just know that it's going to be on PST time, but I'm going to set it for whatever time schedule works for you, okay? Now, what day, John, works best for you guys to go ahead and have a conversation?
Tomorrow will be great.
Yeah? Okay. We do have an opening. Wait, what works better for you, morning or, like, later in the evening?
Let's see, I got to do something at 10, so around 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, my time, which should be around 11, 12 o'clock your time.
Okay, sounds good. I think we could do, yeah. Let's do that. Hold up. Let me make sure. Let's do this. I just want to confirm the times. What time is it over there right now?
It is 5:30 p.m.
Okay, yeah, so you're 2 hours ahead of them. Okay. Can you say around 1 o'clock?
Yeah, I mean, okay. Yeah, 1, 2, you. Even 3.
Yep.
Me too.
Okay, okay. We do it. Can you do it at, 1 o'clock works. Perfect. Okay. I think we have an open slot for you.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, that worked out, man. Yeah, I was already pretty booked up. Sorry. Okay, good. We got you. Hold on. Let me put that in right now. I'll close it out. PayPal. I'm going to send an invite to you in a minute here. Give me 2 seconds. All right, I just sent it to you. Go and check in your email and confirm that. You can hit yes or confirm, either or.
Free with listening, reviews. Maybe I haven't got that one yet. Platinum package. Error, 12 on, of course. Checking for mail.
Technology, man.
It's sitting here spinning. I got two of them. One from,
yep.
I can send at like 5:10 and one at 5:12, but, this one has not come through yet and it's just sitting there spinning.
It's okay. We'll wait on it. It's all good. I got some things to go over myself over here anyway, so, while that's loading there, let me know when it comes through though, and then, I'll probably, when you hit yes on there, it'll come right to me and I'll see it on my end. Now, I want to make sure I have a few things correct here. So, as far as the services that you like to be found for, like the keywords, I have like, you know, carpet cleaning, things like that, stain removal, what else here?
Carpet cleaning, tile and grout,
okay.
Cleaning. Residential, commercial, we do both of those.
Oh, beautiful. Okay.
I don't know if that's one of the keepers put in there, but that is some of it. Room deodorizer, carpet deodorizer, either one of those would work. Did you say spot and stain removal?
I got stain removal. I'll add spot on there too. Yep. Hold on.
Spot removal. Okay. Fine.
Okay.
You
do any sanitizing or anything like that? Or I know someone used that before.
Yes,
so.
Sanitizing.
You do.
We can do. Okay. We do upholstery cleaning.
Upholstery. Okay.
Upholstery, tile and grout, carpet cleaning. We do stain and spot removal, room deodorizer, steam, sanitation, mattresses. That's a big thing.
Okay, hold on. I got steam sanitizing.
Right.
And then mattresses. For mattresses.
That's right.
Okay.
For the, yeah. A lot of people want their mattresses steam clean because it kills, like, all the bed bugs and everything else.
Why did I think of that, man? That, you know? Huh. That's cool. I'm glad there's something out there for that stuff, you know? I feel like you just have to throw it away. At that point.
Oh, yeah, I know it.
Yeah, all right, cool. So I have all these on there. If for any reason you need to add any more, you just let our techs know when they do give you a call, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to fill out a few things. Did that email come through for you, though?
No, it never has come through. The last one that I got was at 5:12. Now, it does say there's... No, it says updated at 5:14, so still, I don't know what's going on with my...
maybe check your junk or spam, and then come see if it went there for some reason. I don't know why it would, but, you know, never know.
She's trying to get to the junk mail now. But, I mean, your first two came through, so...
Yeah, I don't know. I was just kind of guessing because it's through Google, the Google calendar. That maybe, I don't know. I was just shooting in the dark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says there's like 24 of them in there, but it won't pull any of them up. Trash is 15. I don't know. Stupid Yahoo. I ain't going.
All good, man. No worries. We'll leave it for a little bit right now. I need to go over a few other things with you. I want to make sure I have everything on point. So forgive me if I butcher anything on here, man. I just want to make sure I have it correctly here. So the business name, I want to make sure if there's a comma, apostrophe, a dot, period, anything like that, I need to know so that way I can put it in correctly, because we're going to make sure we submit it on all these directories. And then once it's up on Google, it's up there, man. So we want to make sure it's correct. If not, we have to correct it again for all of them, okay? So I have Circle City Carpet Cleaning, comma, and there's a space in between there, LLC. Is that right?
There's no LLC.
No LLC. Okay, so just Circle City Carpet Cleaning. Gotcha.
That's it.
So, for some reason, stuff is popping up like that. So, we want to make sure we clean this all up for you, okay?
Okay.
And now, what address will we put in for the Google? Because we need to make sure we clear that up for you, too.
Yep. So, it's 3610 Oak, O-A-K, Ridge, two words, R-I-D-G-E, and then Lane. Yep.
Lane. Okay. Is it 36303?
Right.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay, there's that. And now, would you like your customers to call, text, email, or all three, or just one of those?
They could do any of those. They can call, text, email. They can do any three of those.
Beautiful. Yeah, the more convenient for the customer, I feel like it's the better. You know what I mean? But at the same time, you don't want to get bombarded all the time either. So I hear you, man. Okay. And then hours of operations, what would you say? Monday through Friday, Saturday, 24/7?
Yeah, that's kind of what we've been doing for default, is just, you know, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Okay.
I mean, we will do, I was just talking to them today, and I mean, we'll clean on Saturdays, whatever, but in fact, you can put that on there. You can put Saturday, 8 to 5 as well.
Okay, yeah, I could do that. And again, we're flexible, man. So if you need to change that, you're like, all right, we're getting too much work on Saturday, this is not worth it for us, please let us know. We'll make that adjustment for you, okay?
All right.
And now, as far as the payment options, do you guys accept PayPal? Do you guys do cash, credit card only, checks only? How do you guys go about that?
So we do, like, Venmo. We could do PayPal. Check, cash. Right now, that's the only thing that we have.
That's okay. Beautiful. Okay. All right. And you want to make sure you get your tracking. Now, when customers call you, did you want to, we call it a splash call app, where they call and it has like an automated before they talk to you. Or do you want to keep it personal where you talk to them only? That's it.
So you're talking about when they call my phone number?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if they talk to you, that phone number that from, let's say they come from Google, we can set it up so that way, for example, I'm just spitting out from my mind here, like, all right, press 1 if you would like to talk to John. Press 2 if you would like to talk to somebody, you know, things like that. Or would you like just to keep it regular the way it's working now?
So let me back up a little bit, see if we're on the same page. So the number that you call, that 625, I can't remember the number, that number. So that number right there, when you call it, it basically says that. It says, you know, if you know your extension, dial it now.
Okay.
You know, they can dial 0 or 1 or yeah, so it does that.
Okay.
And so it's on an app because, you know, I can get it or my brother can get it, whoever can answer the phone first. And,
okay.
So that's basically, you know, that's what they get. So,
Gotcha. Okay, so I don't want to touch that because that's working for you guys right now then. So we'll leave it for
okay,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. All right. I'm glad you know what you're talking about on that, man. I have to explain. So a little too far.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm putting on the notes here that you own that domain as far as the website, right?
So what do you mean by that?
So if I click or I go on or I search in my search engine and I type in CircleCityCarpetCleaning.com, that right there. Do you guys own that part or did you guys have someone else run it? Because I know your brother made it and all, but I just don't know if he owns it or not. That's called the domain. I'm wondering if he owns that
domain. Right.
Okay, cool.
Yes. He owns that. Well, I say that he does. I'm not, he just said I'll take care of the website. So the details of it, I'm not familiar with. I know. I can't tell you, John.
Okay, that's okay. So I'm going to put on here. Now, would you like us to build you guys a brand new one using the same stuff and everything like that, but using the same domain, the same name?
You talking about build another website?
Yeah. Like modify this whole thing. I want to make sure to give you some R&R with that. I promised it, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they wouldn't have to build another website because, I mean, he used, like Wizards or Wizard or whatever it is, however he did it. And then, you know, I think you can, I don't know if you can buy it. I don't know. That's not my territory.
No worries, John. All right.
I'm sure I can talk to the IT guys and they'll walk me through it. But anyway, we'll figure that out.
We'll get there when we get there. You're all right. Far as, let's see here. And you have your Facebook business page. Now, did that email come to you yet? Or?
Yes, it did.
Hey, there we go.
Invention fly, yes. So I've accepted it.
Beautiful. I just got it. That was quick. All right, cool. Sure. Okay. And John, the card that we're going to be using today, is it spelled out John Lasseter, or is there a middle initial as well?
I think there's a middle initial. Real quick.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, there is a middle initial. Q.
Q. How? Okay, there it is. Boom, boom, boom. I'm going to run through my second check on a few things. Bear with me, okay?
Yeah. John, I'm not trying to rush things, but how much longer do we got? Because we've been on the phone for an hour now.
I know. Okay. That's why I'm like, I'm rushing quick for you, brother. I got you.
My wife is going to come out here twice to look at me.
Hey, wife, you keep your life. I got you. Okay. Let's do these two things real quick then, okay? That way I can just finish up here and then get you going, all right? I promise. Give me a second. I want to make sure that we have. So the card that we're using, is it the same address, the 3610 Oak?
For the billing? Yeah, Oak.
Okay.
That's right.
360. I'm making sure I'm waiving off the additional setup fees right now for you, okay? So hang tight.
Okay.
Thank God I checked. It didn't do it. So I want to make sure that's there. Okay, cool. All right, so I'm going to go through our voice verification, and then after that, we'll go ahead and charge the card. I'll ask you the card number, and then you're going to sign one little electronic thing on the email, and you're done. Sounds good?
Sounds good.
All right, I told you I'll be quick. But on this part, if for any reason you have questions, stop me. Don't hesitate. Say, hey, John, can you, I have a question on it, and I'll be more than happy to answer. But in the meantime, just try to answer as clear as possible. Sounds good?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Circle City Carpet Cleaning.
Beautiful. And please state your name and title within the business.
John Lasseter, owner, operator.
Beautiful. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
That is correct.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to stop right there really quick. John, if anyone's asking for more money from Local Splash or not Local Splash, don't fall for that, okay? Just let me know. Sounds good?
Okay.
All right, cool. All right, I'm going to continue here. All right, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on September 27th in a non-refundable amount of $149. This will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 27th of every month in the same amount of $149. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. To contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. You understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Great, sir. And in the card that we're going to be using today, what kind of payment method is that?
It's a Visa charge card.
Okay, cool. And I had a no initial on their queue. Got you there. Good. Okay, I'm ready for the card number when you're ready.
It's 4072-2102-9780-3116.
Beautiful. And the expiration?
It is 0824.
8 is August, yeah? I always forget that.
Yes.
Okay. Stupid questions on my side, my bad. All right, and the security code?
It is 437.
Okay, perfect. All right. And that there. I'm going to go ahead and go ahead and charge that card. Once again, it's $149, not a dollar more, okay? And once that goes through, you're going to get a text message and an email, and that's the last step. I'll walk you through on there. Boom. Okay, that just went through. There's going to be an email that's coming to you. It's your invoice. It's going to include everything as well, too. I need you to click in there as soon as you get that email. It's the last little tiny thing you have to sign on, the terms and condition part, and we're all set from there, okay?
Okay.
All right, hopefully that one comes in quicker than the other one, though.
Well, I got the text message.
Okay, beautiful. That came real quick. Okay, so we're just waiting on the other one, then.
So there's a link on the text message, so is that not the same one?
Does it say terms and conditions for it?
It says, we sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Do that. Do it for me.
And it gives a... Okay, so now I'm on the Local Splash Terms of Experience Services, Google Business Profile, Optimization, Directory Conditions, Landing Page, Google Ads, Google Workspace. What is LSA? All right.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so on there, go ahead and scroll to the very bottom, and it should say, or it should be a spot where you can sign electronically your name. You're going to type a full name. and then sign a deed.
I bet I authorized the holdover, your name, John Q, sign, click here. Click here and type your name as seen above.